This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinians struggle to flee from areas of Gaza targeted by the Israeli military ahead of the land offensive a week after Hamas's bloody attack into Israel. Residents of the territory have been grappling with growing water crises after Israel put the region under a total siege and stopped the flow of resources. A week after the brutal attacks on Israel by Hamas militants, Israel's military says it is coordinating an offensive in Gaza using air, ground, and naval forces as tensions escalate. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continued his diplomatic push through the region to prevent the violence from spreading.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Saudi and United Arab Emirates leaders Saturday and reached out by phone to his Chinese counterpart to try to prevent the fighting between Israel and Hamas from erupting into a wider war in the Middle East. Blinken is expected to head to Egypt on Sunday, where the fate of some 2 million civilians in Gaza will be high on the agenda. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Meanwhile, speaking before the Human Rights Campaign National Dinner on Saturday, President Joe Biden condemned anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, transphobia, and homophobia.
Because history has taught us again and again, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected. Hate toward one group left unanswered opens the door for more hate toward more groups more often, readily.
Biden referred to last week's attack by Hamas on Israeli territory as a manifestation of hate. This is VOA News. A new poll by the Associated Press Norick Center for Public Affairs research shows that Hunter Biden investigations are leading to ethical concerns about U.S. President Joe Biden, AP correspondent Mike Kempe.
As President Biden seeks re-election amid investigations into his son Hunter and an impeachment inquiry, the poll shows 35% of U.S. adults think the president has done something illegal. The survey shows a third of respondents think Biden acted unethically but not illegally, and 30% say the president has done nothing wrong. The results reflect a political divide in the U.S. and skepticism about the morality of government leaders. About two-thirds of Republicans say they think Biden is guilty of crimes pertaining to his son, but only 8% of Democrats and 38% of independents agree. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The U.S. Center for Disease Control, or CDC, reports the obesity in the United States is growing.
The CDC reports the latest data indicates that last year, in 22 U.S. states, 35% or more of the adult population was considered obese, defined as having a body mass index of 40% or more of body fat. That's up from 19 states the year before. And the CDC noted 10 years ago, no U.S. state had an obesity rate of more than 35%. The CDC reports every U.S. state currently has an obesity rate of at least 20%. The agency said additional support for obesity prevention and treatment should be made an urgent priority. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A senior Congolese official says that a boat capsized in Congo's northwest, killing at least 27 people. More than 70 others were missing as rescuers searched frantically for survivors. The locally made boat capsized late Friday, and the province has transported more than 100 passengers along the Congo River to a town of Bulumba. That's according to the deputy provincial governor, who says 27 bodies were recovered. The New Civil Society of Congo said 49 people died in the accident. It said it occurred after an engine failure. The contradictory toll could not be immediately reconciled. Recapping our top story, Palestinians have been trying to flee from areas of Gaza targeted by the Israeli military ahead of the expected offensive a week after Hamas's bloody attack into Israel. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.